What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil. Today, we are talking about how to be a parent. This is part one of three. And of course, we're in the series called Sex and Family. And the whole goal of this series is to learn about how to be healthy as men and women and families and how to build strong families so that you can have strong societies. And I've revealed a lot in this series, how men have been lied to about masculinity and how women have been lied to about femininity. And we got masculine females, we got feminine men, and we got all this craziness going on. This is why people can't stay in marriages, why marriages are failing, all this stuff. Okay, I've talked about marriage, I've talked about narcissism, I've talked about sex, sexual repression, love, and the different types of love. And, you know, I'm just trying to explain to people how to fix things, you know, and the Word of God gives us a way of doing that. So today, it wouldn't be fair to leave out parenting, because that's part of family and culture and civilization. Parenting is very important. This is what's necessary in order to have a better generation than the last. You see? And unfortunately, parents, because of the culture that we're in, like I said before, the powers that be don't want you to be in a happy family. So they mess all that stuff up. Okay. But today we're going to talk about how to be a parent. And this is a three-part series. Today we're going to talk about the duties of a parent. So we're just going to go over 10 things that I've come across. And the next part of that will be what stops parents from being good parents and some of their excuses and beliefs. And then last will be, what does the Word of God say about parenting? And that's when we'll dig into scriptures and reveal what the Lord is saying about parenting. Okay. So today we're just going to cover 10 duties of a parent. So if you're about to be a parent, if you want to be a parent, this is what you ought to be doing. These are non-negotiable. You can't leave any of these things out. All right. In my opinion, every one of these points are important. All right. Number one here is, the number one duty of a parent is to equip the children to be the best version of themselves. The best version of themselves. That's number one. Number two, equip them to be a contribution to the world. Everybody should be a contributing member of society in some way or form or fashion. Okay. Whether it be arts or some kind of work or some kind of invention, something. They should bring something of value to the world. That's what you want your child to be, okay? Duty of a parent, number three here, is not to settle on their weaknesses. Strengthen their weaknesses. Make them strong where you were weak. And the reason why I'm saying this is because your children are a copy of you. And so whatever weaknesses you have is going to be in your child. However you are as a person, strengths and weaknesses, that's going to be in your child. And so it's important that even before you get married, before you have children, before you get married, before you have children, to work on your weaknesses. Stuff has happened to you in your life, traumatic events, things have been done to you that caused you to be a dysfunctional person. All right. Everybody, I believe, should seek therapy at some point. And we live in an imperfect society where we have bad parents or parents that weren't available and things happened to us. Nobody sat us down and talked to us about it. And so you want to make your children better than you. Okay. And unfortunately, a lot of parents, they don't think about this. They just have sex. They produce a child. And we'll talk about some of the ideas they have about parenting, which eliminate a lot of this healing and stuff that needs to go on. But if you know you got weaknesses, make sure that when your child is born, that you strengthen them in those weaknesses. Show them, look, this is how your daddy was, this is how your mama was, but we're going to be better than that. Okay, this is where I failed in life. This is how I thought about things in life, and it didn't get me anywhere. I want you to think differently. All right? This is what parents should be bringing to their children, helping them to be strong in areas that you're weak. Because once again, they are a copy of you. Think of them as a second chance at life. You may have failed in certain areas of your life. Now you got a child. Make sure they can win in certain areas of the life that you failed. All right? Number four here. is equip males to find their purpose, equip them also to be husbands and fathers. So train them up on how to be a father and how to be a husband, even if they may not want to be, even if they don't end up being a husband or a father. Just make sure that you have a course for your kids. See, a lot of people, like I said, the parents don't look at their kids as students of theirs. They look at them as, okay, I got these babies. I just got to feed them and clothe them and kind of protect them from physical harm and make sure they get a certain age so they can get out the house and be their own person. They don't think about educating and making them students, okay? There's a saying, and I remember seeing this last Father's Day. There was the saying went, fathers, because life doesn't come with a manual. And I said, that's perfect. That's why you need fathers, because life doesn't come with a manual. And a lot of people are living and they don't even know what they're doing. They fall and they don't have the manual. But a father, if he's there and he understands his role as a parent, he's helping that kid navigate life and win in life. Okay, that's what fathers do. That's what parents do. All right. But in relation to males, number four here is to equip males to find their purpose. Number one, it doesn't mean you give them their purpose. You tell them, you just say, this is how you should find it. This is how you should be going about it. And you're telling your young son, look, you got something special to do in the world. It may be big, it may be small, but you got to go find that. And you help them go about looking for that. And they'll find on their own. They just need to know that they're special and they got something to do in the earth. Okay? Nobody's like insignificant. Everybody got a purpose. So you want to make sure that they're seeking that at an early age. You want to also make sure that they are equipped to be a husband and a father. Now, what you want to do is model it as a father. Be in your child's life. Show them this is what a father looks like. If you can't do that, if as a woman you're single and you don't have a husband, then you hook him up with some mentorship program where he's around other males who have children and who have wives. Okay, get him around masculine energy because you can't do that for him. All right. This is how you help your kids be all they can be. All right. And if you can't, just buy some books on it. Just like, look, I'm gonna buy some books on fatherhood and husbandhood, and of course, be mindful that, these are outside of the gynocentric programming. As we've talked about in this series, there's lies and deception that's mainstream, that teaches men to be a certain way that's not effective to them or to their women and to the culture as a whole. So, and the same thing with women. So you got to be talking to them about that, and this is important. You got to do this. All right. Number five here. Do not try to live through your children. They have their own life. You have your own. Okay. You don't try to live through your children. Don't get them to do stuff in life that you want to do. If you wanted to be a pro in football and you couldn't do it because you got injured and you got a son who's big and strong like you, don't be putting him in football practice if he don't want to be in football. At a certain age, and I'm talking about males specifically, a certain age, these kids got their own mind and where they need to be going, especially a male. He is his own man. He has a purpose and he's sovereign. Okay. You let him figure out what he wants to do. You don't say you're going to be a football player like me so I can watch you win on the field like me. You don't tell him that. Let him decide at a certain point. Now, early on, you can give him football lessons as a way of teaching him certain things. But generally, you say, look, at some point, man, you got to figure out what you want to do. And I'm okay with your decision, just as long as you made it and not me. But you know there's parents out there that will live through their kids, who will force their kids to do stuff that they don't want to do. And kids, they waste half their life doing something their parents told them to do that they're not really interested in doing. You're going to be a doctor because doctors make money. We need to be making money in this family, but I don't want to be a doctor. So they go to the doctor school. They get all these degrees and they find themselves unhappy and unfulfilled. And they're saying, what's wrong? Well, you follow something that is not your purpose. Okay. And this is for men and women. Because in the gynocentric society, a lot of mothers and fathers are telling daughters, seek out a career, do this, do that. And that's not fit for a woman. We talked about this in scripture. We talked about what a woman was and what she was created for. And so a lot of women end up pursuing all that stuff because society told them, their mother and father told them to do that. And now they're miserable. They're 30 years old. They got a career, but they got no man. And they really been set in their ways because they've been living their life independently of a man, and they're not no good for a man. So they can't get married now because they can't submit because they're too independent. Because society told them to do something that was against their nature. There's nothing wrong with schooling in business, but that should be done afterward. Women should be getting married early and then going to school later on in life after they've established family. They got children that's a little older now. They got a husband that takes care of them. They got a home base. You know, then they can do that stuff. But these women do this stuff before getting a man, and now they ain't no good for a man and they want to settle down. You can't do that. But this society lying to people, okay? So don't tell people what everybody else is telling you. Just get out of your kid's life at a certain age, all right? Number six, this goes back to the women now. Equip females to be wives and mothers, okay? That's what they were built and created for, to be a helpmate to a man, all right? We've studied this in scripture, okay? So y'all don't get mad at me. If you don't agree with that, then you shouldn't be following the word of God. You shouldn't be so-called Christian or Hebrew or whatever you want to call yourself. You need to get on up out of all that stuff, all right? You need to let all that stuff go. A virtuous woman and a prudent woman. That's what you want to make her out to be. All right. You're investing in her to make sure that she's the best fit for some other man, because like we said before, behind every great man is a great woman. Why? Because she's helpful to him. She's supportive of him. She brings value to him. And that's going to help him be a better man. And then that equals a better family. And if you do that a bunch of times with different people, we got a society of people, a tribe of people are healthy. So make sure you create girls who are excellent wives instead of career women and women with all these degrees and money, but they don't have any skills with men. Okay? That's the primary focus of you when you're dealing with that girl. Now, she may have some aspirations outside of that. Maybe she got some certain skills that she want to follow. That's fine. But primarily, that's what she is, and that's what you want to be bringing. Okay, we're coming from the word of God. If y'all don't like it, you need to let go of Christianity, the church, the Bible, Jesus Christ, God, all that stuff. All right? Don't come at me with your gynocentric foolishness and your feminist foolishness. All right? Drop all of that. This is what's wrong with people today. These lies that have been sold to you by Satan. Women ain't supposed to be doing all this stuff out here. All right? They're supposed to be wives and mothers. That's what they're supposed to be. Number seven here. This is what you should be teaching your children. Instruct them in the ways of God, which is basically moral values, all right? And humility and different things like that. This is constantly spoken of in the Proverbs. And that's when we read the scriptures, we'll talk about that. You want them to be a decent human being, okay? This comes through discipline and things like that. But I'm going to come to this next point here. Number eight, prepare them for the world. So even though you've raised them to be a righteous individual, they have to also understand that the world that they live in is wicked and they don't reward righteousness. So the more righteous you are, the more you're going to be hated. So they need to understand that. So number eight there, you need to prepare them for the world, the harsh, cold truth of the world. All right. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Don't shield them from that. Okay, let them understand what the world is really like. All right, that's what you need to be doing. Tell them the truth about the world. And unfortunately, like I said, a lot of women, when they have these children and there's no father around, they start to sugarcoat everything for their kid, especially with the boys. They'll make it to where they'll lie, they'll cover up stuff, they'll make everything fluffy. And then when the kid gets out on their own, they fail because they don't understand how the world really works. And they're unable to integrate and operate in the world because they've been told lies about it. All right. It's unfortunate what parents do to children. They don't tell them the truth. Well, that's too hard to hear. I don't care. It's the truth. They're going to fail if you tell them lies. It's so sad how people just lie to their children about stuff, only to lead to them failing in life because they told them lies, or they omitted the truth, you know, or they didn't tell them anything. Tell them how the world works. Okay, anybody of a certain age, especially if you're around 30 or 40, okay, you can pretty much understand how the world really works. And then you explain that to them. This is how the world actually works. Yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, I taught you morality and I taught you how the world should be, you know, but that's not how it is. But you don't lose your integrity. You don't become a wicked individual. You just learn to navigate around these wicked human beings out here. Okay, so you got to tell them. That's very important. And unfortunately, a lot of parents don't even tell them anything. Number 9 here is to protect them and show them how to protect themselves both physically and spiritually. All right, so early on, you're definitely protected for your children physically. You make sure they're protected from the cold and from the hot heat. You make sure they're fed. You make sure that no strangers don't come around them and don't take them. You do stuff like that. But you don't focus on their spiritual health. See, the wicked, they tend to do their most damage on the spiritual plane, okay? Through mind games. We talked about narcissism. We did a whole series on narcissism, which is a spiritual form of abuse, you know? And so these your children need to know about certain people like that, that operate in the spiritual plane. They're not going to physically hurt your child. They're gonna spiritually do something. They're going to get their mind twisted up. They're going to seek out the empathetic amongst you and try to drain you of your time and your resources and devalue you and manipulate you and exploit you. These are the spiritual abusers out here, okay? You got to teach your kids about these people. It's not just the guy that's going to rob you at night if you're in the wrong part of town. He needs to check your surroundings and stuff like that. You know, it's that spiritual abuser that's going to pretend to be their friend, you know? You got to talk about this stuff. You got to talk about narcissism, the spirit of Jezebel. You got to talk about this stuff. You got to help your kid understand that this is how the world works and there are people out here, these villains out here, you know? Because we can all be somewhat, if we're told properly how to conduct ourselves out in the street, how to walk a certain way so it don't look like you weak, stuff like that. I was told that, but I was never told about spiritual abusers. People who will come at you on the spiritual plane and tear you down, which is a lot worse because that affects you for life if you don't get therapy. It affects every other area of your life. It'll screw you up. And it'll mess you up in so many levels. These people took advantage of you, took what they got. And that might have taken maybe a year or two. You may have been in a relationship with it for a couple of years, but now you got to live with the consequences for 10, 20 years if you don't know what happened to you or how to overcome it. So their wounds, what they do to you is worse than some attacker or somebody beating you up out in the street or robbing you. You know, that's a quick thing. But the trauma that comes from dealing with a narcissistic spirit is worse. It affects everything, okay? So you got to be aware of people like that. And that's why I did a series on it. And I hope that you all took that series in. Okay. And so I would also teach my children martial arts. I would teach them how to carry a gun, use a gun, how to carry a knife, use a knife, bow and arrow, crossbow, different things, just to talk about security and specifically for the males, but the girls as well. You know, you don't want your kid being taken advantage of if they're by themselves. You want them to be able to handle themselves. Just teach them a little something, you know, and explain to them the reasons why. This is necessary. Yes, we know the Lord. Yes, we can call on the Lord. Yes, we put our trust in the Lord. But at the same time, we got arms and we got legs and we got knives and we got guns. And we're going to use them too. And we're going to pray to God to guide my 9mm at this fool who's trying to rip me off. We're going to pray to God to guide my foot to hit this person in the head, to stop them from trying to bully me or take something from me or harm me in some kind of way. Okay, so it's not that you're putting your faith in your weapons and your abilities in your flesh, but you're saying, look, I'm protecting myself because I'm valuable. And I'm not going to allow myself to be bullied and put in a position where I'm being harmed and stuff like that. I'm gonna at least fight. Okay, so it's important that you teach your kids that. Enroll them in something, just a little something. Number 10 is, and this is the last thing here, is to set them up on a strong starting point, which is wealth and health. If you can't be, if you're not wealthy, at least be healthy. Some of you are poor, you grew up poor, you're in a system that has put you in a position where you are poor, you don't have a lot of money. So if you can't be wealthy, teach them health. Spiritual health, meaning don't be around toxic people, and also physical health. Don't eat the wrong food. So if you are a poor parent and you're just the only parent, or maybe you're two parents, at least deal with them on a physical and a spiritual health level, okay? And if you get better to where you got a lot of money, then you can set them up with wealth. Ain't nothing wrong with having rich kids, and don't ever let your kids feel like they're wrong because they your daddy, your mom and daddy got money, and you're, that's a blessing. It's a blessing that your mom and daddy got money and put you in the right position. Okay? So, you know, and that helps the kid grow. And that's why there's certain people who they financially wealthy and they keep winning. Why? They had a good start. Look at certain groups in America. Why are they wealthy to this day? They had a good start. It might have been on the backs of slaves or somebody they stole and brought over here to build the country up. But the fact of the matter is they had a good start. So if you want your children to start off because your child had a good start, they can build on off of that. And they can add more value to the world or whatever else they're going to do. But that's what you want to be bringing to your kids. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I just want my kids to have better things than me and stuff like that. Material things, you can have comforts and stuff like that. But the primary thing is making sure that they're healthy spiritually and mentally. I mean, and also physically, okay? Eating the right foods. If you are fat and overweight and you know that you're unhealthy, make it a big deal to change, to be an example to your child, okay? But we'll talk about why people can't do this stuff in the next discussion, the next sermon, because a lot of people say, well, you know, why don't people do it? I'll tell you why. In that next discussion, we'll talk about the issues and how to overcome some of those things. But those are the 10 things here. I'm gonna go over one more again. Number one, equip your children to be the best version of themselves, right? They're copies of you, so they should be better than you. Number two, equip them to be a contribution to the world. They should be bringing value to the world. They shouldn't be just, you know, wasting people's time and being a problem in the world. Number three, don't settle on their weaknesses, all right? To strengthen their weaknesses, make them strong where you were weak. And I wanna say this again, because another side of it, because I see parents do this with their kids. They'll do something like, my kid's slow, so he's just going to be slow. No, you put forth the effort to try and make him faster in that certain area. Unless there's a brain issue that is cannot be solved, it cannot be healed, it's just the way it is. You have to put forth the effort with your kid. You don't give up on your kid and just say that they're broken, that they're slow, and that's it. And a lot of parents do that. Oh, you're just weak and you're broken and you're busted. You're slow. So I'm just leave you like that and just say, this is my slow kid. And it's just the way it is. That's giving up on your child. Okay? Because I know there are parents who the kid may have had a handicap, but they went on to do great things despite the handicap because the parent had belief in them. The parent strengthened them, at least in areas that they could be stronger in. If they couldn't be healed in that area, like they were blind. Like a good movie is Ray. It's the story of Ray Charles, which was a singer and he was a singer and a piano player, I think. And the movie, you know, was played by Jamie Foxx, and they show his early life. He was blind, but his mother never let him make him feel like he was handicapped. She always strengthened him, and that's why he was able to do so many things. You can make your kids strong even if they got a handicap. But when you give up on your kids, when you give up on your kids and you just say, well, they weak, they busted, that's how they're going to be. By you speaking that over them, whether you're in their presence or not, whether they hear you or not, you're basically stating that that's how they're going to be. And that's how they're going to be because you spoke it into them. You feel like that's all that is. No. And it's you doing a child a disservice by doing that. All right. So I had to stress that. Number four here is equip males to find their purpose. how to be husbands and fathers. All right. Number five here is do not try to live through your children. That's their life. You had yours. Okay. Number six here is equip females to be wives and mothers. Okay. That's their primary thing. They can learn some other trade or skill or something like that. They're into that. But generally, that's what they should be doing because that's what they were created for. Number seven here, instruct your children in the ways of God, which is basically morality and that the God exists and that you should talk to him about things and be led by the Spirit and stuff like that. Okay. Everything that we talk about on this site. Number eight here is prepare your children for the world. Tell them the truth about the world. Tell them how the world works. Don't lie about the world. You're an old enough person to understand how the world really works. Say this is how it works. And if they say, well, I don't understand that. Why is it like that? That's wrong. Tell them, yeah, it's wrong. The world is wrong. But this is how you can navigate it. Okay? Lying to your children about the world only does them a disservice and they end up failing in life because you didn't tell them the truth or you didn't tell them anything. Number nine here is protect them and show them how to protect themselves physically and spiritually. Once again, there are narcissists out here who fight on a spiritual plane and never bully your kids physically and never hit them. They'll never do anything like that. There are people who will deal with your kid on a spiritual level, though. Manipulation, exploitation, devaluing, disrespect, gaslighting, all kind of stuff. And tear these person down to where they're unfruitful in life. And they never hit them, nothing like that. Okay? But once again, show them how to protect themselves from people like that. And then physically, they can teach them some martial arts, install them on a course somewhere of self-defense, stuff like that. All right. Number 10 here is to set them up on a strong starting point. So your goal is before you even get married, before you even have a kid, when you think about children, look, I want to make sure that these kids are on a decent plane. If you're not wealthy, make sure that they're healthy, though. At least pass that down to them. Teach them health. And then, of course, teach them spiritual health. Get away from toxic people. They're not going to be healthy to you in your environment, okay? All right? So that's all I got for you today. Until next time, stay subscribed, walk in the Spirit, and be blessed.